Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the first week of Lent, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago. His preaching today is A Deeper Dive into the Lord's Prayer.
Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord's Prayer. Whole retreats have been built around this prayer. And I think one of my very favorite lines in reading this scripture passage always has to do with the beginning, that has Jesus saying, do not babble. Do not babble, thinking that you will win a hearing by the sheer multiplication of words. That's the new translation. I actually prefer the older translation that said, do not rattle on when you pray. And I think of how often so many of us rattle on, not only our prayers, but just in conversation. I had experience sometimes when I was on the road as a full-time preacher, where as we got to the Lord's Prayer of the liturgy, it went so fast. The people prayed in such a fast tempo that I could not keep up. And in fact, I refused to try to keep up. The words are so important. Why would we just rattle them off without giving them some thought and trying to discover the newness each time we prayed the prayer? I actually have a little bit of discomfort with the translation for our reading today. The United States Catholic Conference of Bishops has made the scriptures suit the liturgy. The reading for today has become more formulaic. It actually reflects the exact words we say when we reach that part of the liturgy. For me, I miss the scriptures being different than our liturgical formulas. I really appreciate looking at the words in a context outside of liturgy and then understanding them when we get to that point of the liturgy with all that the scriptures have to teach us. A couple of things always jump out to me when I'm dealing with the Lord's Prayer. One of them is of a personal interest to me, and it has to do with the words, "Lead us not into temptation." I've always had problems with those words, never thinking that our God could intentionally lead us into any place that could cause us to fall or to sin. I go to Italy every summer, and I spend some time preaching in the mountains of Abruzzo, Italy, where my family is from. And I was pleased a number of years ago when I heard that the Italian Bishops' Conference raised the same question. and wrestled with the idea of whether or not God could lead into temptation, and eventually officially changed the Lord's Prayer in Italy from "Do not lead us into temptation" to "Do not abandon us to temptation." It took God out of the role of almost causing us to face temptation and more to not letting us go when we find ourselves tempted. In Italian, instead of "non induca alla tentazione," it says "non abbandonarci alla tentazione." I love that. Do not abandon us, God. God, don't let go whenever I find myself in these tempting places. God, hold on and help me to hang on. I've always appreciated that, appreciated what they did. So I find myself, whenever I say the Lord's Prayer, especially when I'm praying the rosary, I say it always in Italian so that I can say the words, "Do not abandon us," instead of the words, "Do not lead us into temptation." Another area is the idea of "forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Now, we're so familiar with that. But I do think that in terms of that, those words invite us today to take a deeper dive into the meaning of what we are saying, of what we are praying. I just finished a book that a good friend gave me, Jesus' Alternative Plan, The Sermon on the Mount by Richard Rohr. And in dealing with chapter 6 of Matthew's gospel, he quotes this passage that we find in our gospel today. And the translation here says, "Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven those who are in debt to us." These phrases on bread and debts are clearly a prayer given to the poor, Rohr says. Bread and debt are the preoccupation, the entire life of the peasant class. How do I have food for tomorrow? And how do I pay my bills? In Old English, the word was rendered as trespasses, which seems unchangeable now because we've said it for so long. But the word in the original text is clearly an economic word. We have spiritualized this petition as we did most of the gospel. We made this petition refer to private individual forgiveness about you trespassing against me, and it surely does have that meaning. But on the first level, this petition really refers to economic indebtedness. The power of this petition lies in the Jubilee year, described in Leviticus 25. That's what Jesus is drawing upon. In ancient Israel, in every 50th year, everything went back to its original owner. Ideally, all debts were forgiven. It was the great equalizer. It was a sign of the largesse and magnanimity of God. I think it's important for us to take time to think about that today as we pray this prayer. As we pray it every day, as we pray it constantly, take time to think about this phrase about trespasses and allow ourselves the freedom to return it to the idea of freeing people from their debts. The poor today are so burdened by debt. It is so hard for so many to get ahead in any way at all financially. People struggle from morning into night, day to day, just trying to have the basic basic needs of life fulfilled. So many people bear the burdens of heavy debt, of heavy weight. And however we can we not free some from their debts, especially their indebtedness to us? We are living in times today, especially in the United States, where we're spending a lot of time talking about tariffs and taxes and charging people more so that we can get richer. In that context, the gospel today is an invitation for us to step back and listen again. And instead of charging people more, charging people less, freeing people from debt, helping the most vulnerable among us to lift the burden of debt off their backs. My friends, I invite us today into a deeper dive into the Lord's Prayer. Pray it slowly. Pray it as reverently as possible. Listen to the words, look at the words, wrestle with the words, pray with the words. And especially today, let us hear Jesus inviting us to help God free people from their debts. God bless you.